Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line. Is this Shante? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
We're speaking on a recorded line. Let's see. Is this Shante Harris?
This is she.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation nor have signed any legal documents retaining a law firm?
Yeah.
Okay, and is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member?
Myself.
Okay, and have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I'm sorry.
That's okay, and I'm so sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. When were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I'm sorry, my phone is going in and out.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed in 2024.
Okay. When in 2024? Do you recall
well,
what
I stopped using the hair relaxer. I'm sorry. It's a lot going on. I'm just trying to make sure I get everything.
Absolutely. Oh. Take your time.
So I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in June 12th of 2024.
June 12th of 2024. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The doctor that diagnosed me, her name is Ebony Hoskins. She's my OBGYN.
Okay, where did Dr. Ebony Hoskins practice out of?
MedStar Washington Hospital Center.
Medford?
No, MedStar.
Oh, MedStar.
Washington Hospital Center.
Thank you. Let me look it up. Okay, and did she practice on Irving Street, Northwest?
Yes, 110 Irving Street, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. And did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How many times per year did you use hair relaxers before your diagnosis?
At least 5 times a year, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer at MedStar?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. MedStar Washington Health Center. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am. I seen 2 doctors.
Uh-huh.
One of them were at MedStar, and I also seen Dr. Nicholas Lambro, who is my gynecologist, and he works at Luminous Health and Arundel Medical Center.
Okay.
So I've been back and forth.
Okay, so Dr. Nicholas Embro?
Yes.
Nicholas Embro, and where does he work out of again?
Luminous Health and Arundel Medical Center.
Luminous Health. Okay, and that's on Medical Parkway or Marlboro?
Yes. Medical Parkway, yep, in Annapolis.
Okay, yep, Annapolis, Maryland. Okay, and was he, was he a treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay, let me add him here. Okay. Nicholas.
My date.
Yeah.
I got my date of treatment mixed up with my date. I'm looking at my paperwork.
Okay. Let me go back. Okay. So your date of treatment was June 12th of 2024?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was diagnosed in June 16th, June of 2024. I don't know how I got that mixed up. That's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, that's okay. So you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer June of 16?
Yes, of 2024.
Okay. And when was your treatment date? When did you start treatment?
They tested me on June 12th of 2024, a week before my diagnosis.
Okay. And then, so then that was the test to see if you had ovarian cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What kind of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
So I ended up having chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and I had to get a complete hysterectomy surgery done.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you had to go through all of that. Okay.
And you
had a, was that done by Dr. Lambrow, Nicholas Lambrow?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start the chemotherapy and the complete hysterectomy? What was that date? Do you recall roughly?
I don't roughly have a date.
It was
a 3-month cycle.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So your treatment date would have been
that
after.
Would be around the 20. It's around roughly around the 22nd of June, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Then I'm just adding Dr. Lambrow's contact information. Okay. Forgive me if I already asked this. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
9/15/1993.
So September 15th, 1993?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any other family members or friends who were also affected by hair relaxers?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I've just been focused on myself.
Absolutely. And in what state did you use hair relaxers?
That would be Maryland.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And when did you first start using hair relaxers?
I'm so sorry. I started using them April of 2010.
April of 2010?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you last use hair relaxers?
That would be June 2024.
Thank you. And how often would you say you used hair relaxers? Would you say weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
I use them about 5 times a year.
Okay. So would you like me to select monthly or 4 times per year?
4 times per year.
Okay. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
It's been approximately 14 years.
Okay. Thank you. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
It will be in a salon.
Okay. Okay. And which brand of hair relaxing products did you use?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxing products regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled C-H-A-N-T-E. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I have your last name spelled H-A-R-R-I-S. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
218-39. So I don't have them with me now, but I can have my doctor's office / hospital send them over to you.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And the last four?
4917.
4917. Thank you. Okay, so you are able to provide medical records if requested?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So I have your social as 218-394-917.
Yes.
Okay. And I have an email address here for you. Is it jontae0805@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have your phone number down as 202-840-3067. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
So my mailing address? Mm-hmm. Or do you want the address on my ID?
The mail, wherever you receive mail.
2824 Iverson, Iverson, Street, Temple Hills, Maryland, zip code 20748. I just asked because I want to make sure everything is all right because my mailing address is the same as the address on my ID because I just recently had to move back in with my mom.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Wherever you receive mail, in case the law firm needs to mail anything, and that's at 2824 Iverson Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's pulling up the city Hillcrest Heights. Is that the same as Temple Hills or no?
Yes, ma'am, it's the same.
Okay, and that zip code is 20748?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. And is there a building number, apartment number, or no, the number's just 2824?
The number's just 2824.
Okay, thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay, and what is their name?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Okay.
My name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Thank you. And what is the contact number for Joyce?
240-603-4010.
Okay, 240-603-4010.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over some documents. So I have your first name spelled C-H-A-N-T-E. Is this correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I have your last name spelled H-A-R-R-I-S. Is this correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And I have that. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxers June 16th of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then I have your date of birth as 09-15-1993.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You said 9/15/93, right?
Yes, September 15th, 1993.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then I have, I have your mailing address is 2824 Iverson Street, Hillcrest Heights, Maryland, 20748.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign that will populate in both email form and text message. Give me 1 second while I populate those documents. And then it's going to get sent to the email that we have. That is jontae0805@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and the social that we have on the documents for you is 218-394-917?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I just sent them over. Let me know when you see that text come through. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if anything needs to be corrected in the documents.
Okay.
Okay.
1 second.
Okay, I just got that back. So you're all set for today. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm. They'll be calling just to start their case verification and verify that it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. It'll be Pulaski Legal giving you a call. Keep an eye out for their call. Try and get back to them as soon as possible if you do miss their call, because they won't be able to start the process until they hear from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, it was a pleasure speaking to you, and you have a great rest of the holiday season, okay?
You too.
Thank you, bye.